Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, and my name is Reverend Miles B. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning, and our topic on this morning is God is love, agape and affiliate. Amen. God is love, agape and filial. Amen. Our devotional reading is coming from 1 John 4, verse 8, and it reads as following: He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we magnify you and glorify your name. Oh, God, we just thank you, Father, for putting your word in our heart, Father, that we may be able to comprehend the depth and the width, Father, of your love. We know that this word, Father, endures the commandments of God and being obedient unto your will. Oh, Father, we just thank you that you can put it in our heart to be obedient to your will. Oh, God, we just ask that anyone that's listening here today may gain some understanding and wisdom, Father, according to all of your riches and glory, that they may be able to be obedient to your will. Father, it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you on this morning. Again, we are talking about God is love. Amen. Amen. Many of people, get God's love confused with filial love. Amen. In which agape, amen, is a lot different than filial love, amen. But on focus on verse 8, our topical scripture reading, he say, he that loveth not, meaning that you're not obedient to his word. The one that is not obedient to God's word, amen, hallelujah, knoweth not God, hallelujah. If you're not obedient to God's word, that's love. You do not know God. Amen. Hallelujah. For God is love. God is the commandment. God is walking in the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God. When you talk about God's love, it's not referring to a touchy-feely love that most people think that add up to philia. Amen. But love that requires a son or daughter to be obedient to the Father's words. This agape is often used in place of filio, which is a terrible mistake, amen, mostly done by those that are unlearned in the word of God, amen, who have their own agenda and try to manipulate, amen, the word of God, amen. So get understanding, amen, in the word of God, that you may grow thereof in the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to take you to Gospel of John, chapter 14. Starting at verse 15, the scriptures say, if ye love me, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Oh God, this straightforward. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Amen. Amen. This is what God said. I didn't see it. It's right here in the word. Amen. So if you love God, God have commanded you to keep his commandments. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 21. He said, he that has my commandments and keep them, he is that love me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. He say, if you love him, you will keep his commandment. Well, hallelujah. Isn't that right? It's the same way with a son or a daughter. If a son or a daughter love their father or their mother, they will do what they tell them to do. It's very simple. That's true love, amen. Can I get a witness here? True love is obedient to the commandment, amen. To be obedient to the relationship or faithful to it, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. But we have to understand that we have to get some comprehension to this. He's, in verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. If a man love me, he will keep my words. Amen. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Oh God, hallelujah. He that loveth me not, verse 24, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, oh God, but the Father which sent me. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God. That commandment is all over that. I don't see how you can miss it. Amen. Amen. The last one in John is John 15:10. He said, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, agape. You shall abide in my agape if you keep my commandments. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Jesus' name. He said, ye shall abide in my love even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Hallelujah. And abide in his love. We're talking about God is love. Agape and Ophelia. Amen. Amen. We all know that there's a different love that the Greek use. Amen. But there's two specific loves that the Bible uses, and we're talking about them today. One is agape, and one is philia. Amen. You got adjectives unto these words. Amen. Like agape, you got agapeo. Amen. Which is an adjective describing that love in action. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. So there is two specific words in which the Greek uses to describe a love in the Bible, in the New Testament here. You got agape and philia. Now, the word cherish is come from the word agape. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, we need to understand that if we are doing what God's saying, we getting the knowledge that God have acquired us to retain. Amen. We should be able. Amen, to understand that we need to be obedient to God to actually show him that we love him. Amen. Can I get a witness here? I know most people are out there and they say, well, why, amen, we have to do this? Because love is an action word. Amen. It wants you to do something. Amen. So could you do it? Amen. Hallelujah. We need you to do it for God. Amen. And not only for God, but yourself. Hallelujah. If you can. But if you can't, I understand. Amen. Now, I want to take you, amen, to Hebrews. Amen. I want to take you to Hebrews, amen, and we're going to start in verse 5 in chapter 12 of the book of Hebrews, verse 5. The scripture said, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you, unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, amen, yes, that word agape, who the Lord loveth, amen, he chasteneth, scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. That word receiveth is accept. You can't accept God. God has to accept you. Oh, God, I know what the preachers told you, but there's nothing in the Bible say you can accept God. God called you. You didn't call God. You was unable to call God because you was blind to his will. Hallelujah. So God had to call you unto his marvelous light. Can I get a witness? You couldn't even see the light. You was in darkness, blinded by the evil one of this world. Hallelujah. But he called you so that you may be able to see and be able to be obedient to his will and go out and give his will to another. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Most preachers don't want to preach this particular scripture because they say it brings forth controversy in the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Number one, he said, for whom God loveth. I'm in verse 6 in chapter 12 of Hebrews. He said, for whom God loveth, agape. He loveth, he chastened. Amen. He disciplined him. Amen. And he scourged. That word is the same word as we say when we whip our children, we whip them. But this whipping was worse. Amen. They put glass on the end of the whip. Amen. And when they hit them, the skin will come off. You know, like they did to slaves. Should I get a witness here? Y'all ain't hearing me here. He said, God chastened and he scourging. Amen. If you can't take it, amen, the discipline that God gave you, then he scourges you. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, he said, every son whom he receiveth or accept, amen, if ye endure chastening, amen, God dealeth with you as sons. For the Son is he who the Father chasteneth, and not, amen, O God. But if ye be without chastisement, amen, wherefore are partakers, meaning that if you're a son of God, you're going to get some chastisement. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God, then are ye a bastard or an illegitimate child if you are not chastened, meaning that you're going to get some kind of discipline from God. I don't care who you is, who you think you is. You might want to think you T.D. Jakes or Crapo Dollar or Lakewood or whoever you think you is, but you're going to get whipped by God if you claim to love him and you are a child of God, amen, because we all sin. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's saying that, but if ye are without chastisement, wherefore all the partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. We all gonna be chastised. Why? Because God loved us. Amen. Agape. He loved us. And we're gonna get chastened because we are disobedient to God's love, meaning that we are disobedient to God's words, to the Bible. We are disobedient to his commandments. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what love means. That's what agape means, walking in the commandments of God. Amen. How can you say that you love God if you walk walking in, if you're not walking in the commandments of God, hallelujah, somebody needs to hear me here. Oh, God. Even in the on the Sermon on the Mountain, Jesus said, love your enemies. You can't love your enemies with emotion. You can't love your enemies with feelings. Can I get a witness here? Because that's not what he's talking about. You love your enemies by giving them the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Giving them the word of God, the commandments of God, so that they'll be able to walk in them one day. That's how you love your enemies, by going to the word and giving it to them, the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God truly is love, church. But the love that he is, the preachers are not preaching. They want to preach to you this watered-down gospel so they can continue to get your check. Hallelujah. But I'm coming to you with the truth here. Amen. And it's in the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I'm going to just go over one scripture with you with Filio. Amen. Because Filio is a touchy filly love. It's a love that exercises feelings. Amen. An emotional tie. Amen. So we're going to go to 1 Timothy. Amen. Chapter 6. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy, amen, chapter 6, amen. The scripture says this, church, it's starting in verse 9. He said, but they that will be rich fall into temptations and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some are coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. You see here in this text, verse 10, the love of money is one word. And the word, in the Greek, the root word is filio, amen. It's the word that comes directly from filio. It's an emotional tie to the money, amen. Can I get a witness here? Meaning that you emotionally tied with this thing. You got feelings for this money. That's why it becomes a root at the bottom of the evil. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Because your emotions have tangled up in this, seeking, lusting after the money. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Amen. In the Greek, amen, the money is talking about the silver, not just money itself. He's talking about the power, the glory that the silver can bring you, amen. The position that the silver can bring you. All of the benefits of having the silver, amen. Can I get a witness here? And most of you know what I'm talking about. We fall in love with the wrong things, amen. Because we get emotionally tied with it. We have feelings for it, amen. We start lusting after it, just like they lust after men, just like they lust after women, amen. They lust things, amen. And instead of what God wants them to go after, they go after the evil things. I come by to let you know today, amen, hallelujah, that this sincerely your love, amen, amen, can be operational in the wrong manner, amen. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, if you don't have God, church, in your life, amen, this feeling your love could be bad for you, amen, hallelujah, because all you think about is satisfying your emotions, satisfying your lust, your desire, amen, to be this and to be that. I come by to let you know this is the way of destruction. Oh, God, hallelujah. This is the way of destruction, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, God. The Bible says, if you're trying to get yourself, amen, you're going to be fall yourself into temptations, meaning that you're tempting your own self. It ain't got nothing to do with the devil. You're the one seek to go after this love for this money and this emotional tie, amen. Should I get a witness here? Oh God. And he said, you're going to find yourself in a snare, in a web of sin, trying to go after something that you don't know about. Hallelujah. And it's a mere foolish, ignorant, amen, frightful lust. Oh, Jesus. Which drown men, hallelujah. It says it drown men. There are some Christians today are drowning because they're operating out of the wrong love, because they have been pushed to all they love, tingling up filio with agape, amen, and not knowing the truth. I come by to let you know, amen, you have to be obedient to God's word. You have to walk in his commandments to be able to say, I am a son of God, and I love God. I know God because I walk in God's words. Thank you.
home. I got some Tylenol. I called Trisha. She told me it's okay to give him some. She